Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, no matter the depth of the spiritual battle I find myself in, I will praise You. I will lift my eyes to You no matter how weary I become. Oh Lord, I do tire. I do struggle. Sometimes it feels like there will never be an end. But You said that greater is He in me than he who is in the world. You swore to be my avenger. You told Jehoshaphat that the battle was Yours, not his. You said You would be my protector, my provider, my refuge. Now I run to You, Lord. I cry out to You, save me from my despair, my God. Don't let evil win over me. Strengthen me, Lord. I know You will go before me into battle. You will protect me from behind. You will bring victory, and I will praise You even when I don't feel like it. I will praise You, God. I will praise You. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search my heart. Show me if there is anything that I have done, anything I have said, anything I have thought that may have caused this battle in my life now. Is it possible, Lord, that maybe I have tried to fight my spiritual battles in my own strength or with my own intelligence? Instead of simple obedience to your word, have I been disobedient anywhere, Lord? Am I guilty of not putting on your entire armor as you have said that I should? Oh Lord, show me if I have walked outside of your will. If any of these things are true of me, then I repent of my sins, Lord. I want to win these battles, but I know I must do that how you have said. I must live how you have said and not by my own ideas. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me. Amen.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now.
It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs, and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, please help me to fully submit to You and Your Word with obedience.
and then rest knowing that you will win this battle. Lord, it seems as if this has been just one obstacle after another. Ongoing and recurring, a fight between light and darkness. Help me to put on your full armor as you told me in your word, so I will be prepared. Help me to submit every ungodly thought to you and to meditate on and speak your word. God, teach me to examine every thought, word, and situation by your word. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, thank you for providing for me your armor and spiritual weapons so that I do not have to be cut down, but instead, win. Lord, your word has taught me that if you are for me, then who can be against me? So I put my trust in you, O Lord, not in my own clever ways or in my own power or intelligence, but in you alone. And I know, God, that if I am obedient to your word, then you are able to bring blessing, victory, peace, and rest to my life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Thank you. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, and James chapter 4, verse 7. Our battle isn't against human beings. It's against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world. It's against spiritual forces, forces of evil in the heavenly world. You need to control yourself. Be on your guard, because your enemy, the devil, is like this roaring lion who prowls around just looking for somebody to tear apart and consume. So stand firm. Put the belt of truth around your waist and the armor of godliness on your chest. Wear on your feet what prepares you to share the good news of God's peace. And don't forget to pick up the shield of faith, because with it you can extinguish all the fiery arrows the evil one should shoot at you. Also, make sure you put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Holy Spirit. That sword is God's Word. Finally, and do this at all times, pray by the power of the Spirit. Pray all kinds of prayers and be mindful of what's happening around you. Be watchful so that you can pray. Of course, keep on praying for all of God's people everywhere. Submit yourself completely to God. Trust Him. Then resist the devil, and he'll run from you. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.